Well, yeah. Let's get ready to get another episode of the Rowski Show underway right here at All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George. I want to shout out Graffiti Goons, my brother Fuse 4, BZ The God, Menno, Cypher, Does 2, Just WF, Crew. Poncho, shout out to Sick IXL doing his thing, my brother JRC. Zeus Bits, Dem, Belize, Tracy. Fan 561, Mags, RTH Crew, Gold. So many people to shout out. I want to shout out my daughter, Chia, my wife, Vicky, for always putting up with my bullshit. Summertime is here. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's fucking cold, it's hot. Who gives a fuck? I had a horrible fucking day today, people. Let's just get that shit straight. All right. Now, I just want to let everybody know, on the 24th, Friday, there's going to be a show. We missed the 90s at Project Space Gallery. 1080 Wyckoff Avenue, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Your proud sponsor, The Alski Show, Alski OTC King on IG. Also, another sponsor, The Family on the podcast, The Vandal Hour. That's right, The Vandal Hour and myself proudly sponsor Crystal Rose on this event. So make sure you check it out. Don't be cheap. Spend some money. It's all about supporting those who support you. And if you can't do that, like my man Vic 2 says, go fuck yourself. Now, Crystal Rose.
Yes.
How are you, Crystal?
We're both having a shitty day.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the weather's pretty decent, but, you know, you came straight from hell. I came straight from hell, and I got to go back to hell because my cell phone stuck at T-Mobile because the people at T-Mobile suck ass. Correct. Suck ass.
Correct.
Facts. Right? As Facts on Wax would say. Facts. Now, you're going to have plenty of artists over at the show. You wanna shout them out? Let the listeners know who we got?
For the 24th, we have AC2. We have Chris, Robots Will Kill.
Oh, look Chrome. At that, my boy. I didn't even realize he was going to be there. RWK, Robots Will Kill. Big shout out to Chris.
I have Danielle De Jesus, Easy, Epsol, Toothless, Kunta, Lights, Neek, In The Cut, Frank, Sean, Die Slow, another one of yours.
Wow, damn. Holy shit. I need to start reading shit. I mean,
you got to pay attention.
That's kind of fucked up. But you got a nice lineup there.
SR, you are.
Oh, SR, MBK, what's up, my brother?
ST, Gem 13, Iz, J-Star. I have King Amsterdam, Crystal Renee, Turtle Caps, and you are.
Wow, Jesus Christ. That's a big lineup.
It's a long
lineup.
Oh, my
God. I know you've been tagging me to this, and I keep pressing like. I actually got to start plugging it on the Instagram. This is a perfect opportunity for you, for your interview. I reached out to you prior, and I know we are, you know, family people oriented with work and kids and so on and so forth, which, you know, life does get in the way sometimes, but we need to enjoy certain things more often. When did you actually get into your artwork? I mean, when we met, I just need to put it out there. When I met Crystal Rose, we met at an event. My daughter had asked you to do something in a book, and you actually sat down and took the time to actually do a beautiful piece in the truck book. And it wasn't like you shooed anybody off because we, you know, I watched you hit people's books.
I remember that day. I sat on the floor for hours.
Yeah, you were putting out beautiful work.
Thank you.
And I was like, wow, this girl's really dedicated. We followed each other on Instagram prior to that. I always appreciated the work that you do. And I'm actually glad to be part of this show, regardless if I'm there an hour or so, you know, because
it's always appreciated. Things are understood.
But so getting back to the question, what got you into the art?
I've been painting my whole life. It's a very natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school as I got older and kind of polished up.
Okay.
As far as what I do with myself now, I wasn't really encouraged as a kid to paint. It was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. It was me lollygagging. Mm-hmm. So seeing someone like Chia, someone like my daughter, who's the same age.
Right. Yes. And we met.
And I have to push that because it wasn't encouraged for me. And I was the weird kid, or I was, you know,
the
even
outcast, so
yes, in the mm-hmm. home and in school.
Right.
For just following my passion. So mm-hmm. being able to help a young girl, more importantly, a female, mm-hmm. but a child, to really follow their passion and learn that they can actually prosper and actually even make an income.
Right.
You know, like they need to know that. They need to know mm-hmm. that they're not Absolutely. Weird. They're not different.
That's so true. I mean, you know, you can make money. I mean, the first reason that anybody actually does this, I believe, is for the passion and the love.
Absolutely.
The money's always great. Will we get rich? Maybe someone will. It's always great. I mean, I always used to draw from ever since I could remember.
Right.
You know, it was just doodling, and then I'd start drawing trees and houses and mm-hmm. this and that. I mean, the graffiti thing came later for me. You being an artist, I mean, did you incorporate graffiti with the artwork, or did you just have a passion for the art and the graph without the graph?
I just have a passion for art.
Okay. But you do have a large following of graffiti writers as well.
Yeah, and that's very recent for me, and it was very welcoming for me.
Okay, good.
And I had contacted somebody. I said, you know, thank you for taking me in the way you guys did. Like, it's not even expected. You know, I don't go bombing, and mm-hmm. I don't do those type of things. But I'm welcomed. And it's much appreciated.
And how did you hook up with Chris? Because I remember, I don't know if I spoke to Chris about it or if I spoke to you about it. I had mentioned to either one of you, you know, you should get together, because I think I mentioned it to Chris that he should reach out to you and see what he could do. And eventually I see his name.
He actually did Instagram. I have a collaboration mm-hmm. that he did with me on my solo show. And I was a fan of his work before I knew who he was. I met him at your event.
Okay.
I met him at your event, already a big fan. And mm-hmm. I went, right, he is, definitely. Mm-hmm. I went to his show and he approached me and was like, oh, we need to collab.
Good.
And
very good.
Me being totally fanned out and was like, yeah, we definitely need to collab. Mm-hmm. And it happened. And this is the second show that he's working with me on, and it's appreciated.
Great. Great. He is a good guy. I do love what he does. And, you know, he's probably, like yourself, a big inspiration to other artists. And that's basically what it's all about. I mean, I do like the whole fact and theory of helping the younger kids, because that's basically what it's all about. Do you ever see yourself maybe getting like a studio where you could have, you know, some type of lessons that you could offer to kids?
If they ever want to do it, I'm open. I'd volunteer. I was going to go to school to be an art teacher.
Okay.
And college credits and all that crap brought me in a different direction.
Yeah, I know.
But the passion's still there. The heart is still there.
The heart's always going to be there, but life does get in the way of many, many, many things.
Absolutely. You know? Bills had to get paid, and I needed a job now.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, listen, I have about four kids. You know, it's hard.
No, it is.
It's not easy. Thank God my wife, you know, does a lot for me to get through, you know, going to work and taking care of whatever I can. I mean, being that you yourself, you do devote a lot of time to art. I see it in your work. It's not like you're doing a piece, you know, in 10 minutes. I see that by what you're putting out. Is there anything that you would like to try other than what you are doing in the art scene?
Right now.
Like as far as maybe, you know, like teaching courses or being an actual curator. Like
I'm stepping into the curating. This is the mm-hmm. third show that I put together.
Okay.
The first two went really well. So this is the third one. Hopefully there's many more after this. As far as the teaching, like I said, I'd donate time. If somebody gave me a place, I would definitely donate the time, no matter what the class is.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. Do you hear that, people? Reach out to Crystal Rose. If anybody has any ideas, you could always DM her. That's always a great avenue to contact someone. So How hard is it to put an event together? I mean, I've put some together, but I always have the help of my man, Rob, you know, in the cut, New York.
And I love Rob. Rob's there for me, too.
He's a great guy. I mean, you can't get a better friend.
Absolutely.
I mean, business is not business. It's more of a friendship with me and Rob. Sorry if I blew up your name. In the cut, New York. Anyway, I don't edit, and he knows this, so sorry. No, he's a great guy. He does great collaborations with other artists, and he puts these stickers together like nobody's business type of shit. Did you ever think that the art with the sticker game would be so well? Because artists and stickers, I think, is like, you know, white on rice, so to speak.
I went to the post office and I grabbed some stickers, and there was a bunch of people painting on stickers at the time, and I just grabbed some. I was like, you know what? I just want to draw.
Mm-hmm.
I had did a few
free paper.
Right. I did a few trade cards, and I was like, yeah, I want to trade stickers too.
Right.
I had no idea it was going to take off the way it did. I had like 200 followers, and then I had like 4,000 followers overnight. Wow. Just on sticker trades.
Wow.
No idea.
That's impressive. Now, you have, I would call it your logo, the heartbeat.
My little heart.
With the heart. How did you come up with that?
I was just drawing one day, and I did a little heart on the back, and then I did another one, and then I did another one. And
it just grew on you?
And it just stood. There was a drawing I did, and somebody said, whose is that? They said, that's Crystal's. No, there's no heart. They said, no, but that's Crystal's.
Yeah, see how people start to recognize just the line.
It's
that's
crazy.
All it takes.
Someone had did the heart, and they were like, yo, that's Crystal's, and they took it off.
There you go. Now, you draw a lot of female characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I happen to like it, but I would expect a female to draw male characters, no?
I draw female characters because I think as females, we're underestimated. People look at them, and we're sexy. Women are sexy. Women are beautiful. They should be admired.
Absolutely. 100%.
But there's a lot more to them than that.
Right.
A lot of my characters, I'll take a man and turn it. I'll gender bend quite often. I did a female David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
It got a lot of love. I did a female Joker. It got a lot of love. Even Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I gender bend a lot, and they're accepted.
Well, that's the beauty of being an artist.
And the thing also with women, I don't know how people see it. I'm very visual. We're artists. We're visual. We're round. Men have a lot more angles, and they're a lot more square, more boxy. Women being round are a lot more approachable.
As in body as well.
Right. As in the visual art, as in the painting itself. It's round, it's curvy, it's a little more accepted than a square.
Absolutely. See, like me, I mean, being a father, I have, you know, the two boys and two girls. Now, I always wanted my daughter, which I was blessed with Chia first. Not that I don't love my boys, but it's pretty much what you're saying. My daughter, when she was a baby, it was like, go buy a bows and pink this and pink that, cute little dress and this outfit, that outfit. The boys, all right, you slap on nice clothes, but the hair is nothing, you know, to do.
You just cut it.
Right. And my daughter, I mean, she still has her long hair. I always wanted her to have long hair. And my youngest daughter, Juliana, she has long hair. So, but it's the fact that women are, to me anyway, they are beautiful, but there's so much more you can do with them.
Right.
Being that, you know, you could dress them up. You could dress them so many different ways compared to little boys.
Right.
So I could understand what you're saying about your art. Basically, it's the same thing. Yes, women are beautiful. I believe God is a woman. You could quote me on that. I mean, I am Catholic, but I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I could respect that. Women give life.
So,
women
hold
life.
I mean, it's like the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I think neither, you know? I don't think there was a chicken before an egg. I think there was something else before that, and therefore we had Adam and Eve.
Right.
So, but who came first, Adam or Eve?
They created equal. I don't believe that there's a one or the other.
Okay. Well, that's more of a political type
of
discussion.
That's a different conversation.
No, absolutely. So, Yeah, we're not into the politics. I mean, there's so much politics in the art world, the graffiti world, the hip hop world, the music industry in general. We don't need to get into Adam and Eve. So, what are you looking for? You know, in the future with all of this art. I mean, I'm sure the event is going to be great. I'm sure everybody will meet new people and, you know, pieces will be sold and, you know, a lot of laughs, a couple of drinks, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
What edges you? What eggs you on?
What eggs me
do
on?
This?
My kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a single mother. Like I said, as a child, I wasn't encouraged. I was told that I can't. As an adult, I will.
That's so funny. Why is it? I mean, see, like my daughter, I won't tell her you can't. Whatever she wants to do is fine.
Even school. I was going to go to Parsons, and my mother was like, why are you going to go to school for art?
Really?
And, yeah.
See, now, you know, it's kind of is it that you brought that up. I was going to go to art and design, and what happened with that was I was denied because my science average was a 78, I believe. Everything else was fine.
That's crazy.
That was the letter I got. I was declined because of my science average. I was like, what the fuck does science have to do with
painting.
Yeah, paint. Lo and behold, I went to John Bowen High School. And that was the end of the story. Yeah, I met a lot of great people. You know, Cool G Rap I met in Bowen. Shone, EGM crew. Wow, so many writers. SERP. The list goes on and on and on. But, you know, it's sometimes you get thrown a curveball and you just got to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish I would have went to art and design. I think things would have been a bit more differently.
Right.
You know, as far as career-wise. I mean, I don't knock what I do. I make a good living. But sometimes I wonder, you know, like yourself, you know, what would it be like if we actually went to art and design together or whatever?
In a way, I'm not even mad at it. I went to school. I took up marketing management, business, and it kind of works with me because, yeah, I can paint. You know what I mean? I can paint. I can network. And because I actually have a degree in marketing and management, I can now put that towards the curating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, does it cost a lot of money to get certain things going with these shows? I mean, because me personally, I don't like to spend money unless I have to.
I'm just being
honest. I'm not sugarcoating anything. I mean, I'm that type of guy, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I would spend money on art more than I would on a canvas done by one of my own, meaning a graffiti writer, because I do graffiti, and I don't, you know, I don't think the graffiti is as sellable, and it is. I mean, I sell canvases as well, but then again, I'm selling $10 canvases because I have that mentality. I don't want to rob anybody. I'm just trying to give back to the community. Someone has a little Alski throwy and, you know, with the A in their house, to me is an honor.
Right.
Would I like to sell a $20,000 canvas? Absolutely, but not with spray cans and
I think there's a give and take. Yeah, there's definitely a give and take. I think if you're paying for your canvas and you're paying for your supplies, it's support your local artist. You know, I don't have to charge you $500 for this canvas, but do understand that I paid money for this canvas as well.
And you took a lot of time and effort into
doing
it. Right.
And then there's times where that's frivolous. I've had people call me and say, my mom died. I'm going through so much. Your artwork helped push me through that. Now, what's more valuable? Being told that you helped someone get through the passing of their mother or selling a canvas?
I agree with that. I had someone DM me, you know, I love your show. You know, those canvases, they're great. You know, I just need to save up a couple of dollars. You know, I'm going through hard times.
Right.
And in the back of my mind, reading the message, I was like, wow, you know, this guy actually reached out, voiced his opinion on certain things. And I was like, listen, just give me an address. I got you.
Right.
And it's not the point of making that money, especially in a situation like that. So I could relate to that. And I think a lot of people are like yourself and myself. I just think a lot of people don't put it out there like that because of, you know, the ego or whatever the case may be. But if someone is having a hard time, you know, I try to help. You know, people reach out to me, listen, you know, my friend has this disease. Can you donate canvases? Can you donate truck books? Can you donate T-shirts? And I'm the first one to say, yeah,
yeah,
you know, no problem. You know, I'll call my wife and I'll say, hey, listen, you know, Vic, get this ready. I got to drop it off, whatever. And she stands behind me 110%. So I'm grateful for that as well. You know, my kids, they love it. You know, they love, like my daughter, you could tell she's always with me.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went to paint out in Connecticut. You know, I had the whole family there, you know, and it poured on us. poured. Big shout out to Word. Word gave me a hand. You know, Just was there, and you know, Tech was there from Boston. My brother from another mother. You know, I mean, it was just a great time. Regardless, we got soaked. You know, but it was a good thing. You know, and art and graffiti to me. I mean, I like the graffiti crossing with the art. You know, there's the controversy on, you know, the yuppies taking over. You know, I do understand the hate towards it, but then in fact, I love the fact of working with you and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I think that puts you on another level because now it broadens the horizon. What do you feel about that? Give me your take.
There's on a it. Definite, that's a really big door for me. I am a Bushwick native. Born in Williamsburg, raised in Bushwick, and I live in Queens now because I can't afford to live in Brooklyn.
Isn't that amazing? I
mean, so, you know,
holy shit.
I do, and if I see another fucking Starbucks, like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, and I'm not a Starbucks fan. That coffee's, like, too, I don't know.
You know, it's just things like that. Like, I want to go to the bodega and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Bustelo.
I'd rather boil some milk and put some fucking instant coffee in it. I mean, that's, you know, the way I like to do it. I mean, I'm a coffeeholic.
No, I am too.
I could drink coffee espresso straight before bed and just pass out. So, you know, the Starbucks thing, I think it's way overpriced. I think the coffee tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm. It's milk.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts, I do drink a lot of Dunkin' Donuts only because they're all over the place, but I don't care for that much either. What I do like is the old school Greek coffee cups, you know,
yes,
the blue joints.
The blue ones.
and you can get them in your bodega store. I prefer to walk around with one of those blue Greek cups over a Starbucks Dunkin' Donuts.
Every morning on my way to work, I stop at a truck right outside the train station.
There you go. I mean, I'd rather spend $1.25 on a large coffee than fucking $3 on a large coffee.
It's not even the money. It tastes better.
Well, yeah, no, you know what? After a while, it does get down to the money because, you know, coffee isn't cheap.
You're right.
You know, I mean, I have an espresso machine. The pods aren't cheap, but I'll drink 4 or 5 cups a day.
You're right. You know? My mom tells me, why do you always go to the store to get coffee? Because the coffee is good. It's 50 cents. Why are you mad?
50 cents?
50 cents.
Shit, I need to come to your neighborhood then because I don't think we have it. Do we have any 50 cent coffee around us?
The small is like
$1. $1, yeah. As small as $1.
50 cents for a small, $1 for a large. Wow. I gave him $2 and he gave my money back.
Wow, see that? And then you got it for free. You got to show me that guy. I'll bring him a free canvas if he gives me coffee. You don't have a mic on, Chia. Maybe we should have set up a mic. I mean, since you're voicing an opinion over there. So the show is going to be a success. This is what I have in my visions. I'm not a magic ball reader. I just think, in general, the show is going to be a success by the lineup you have. You have a large variety. You have women in there as well, which
I have
great.
Women, I have graffiti artists, we have fine artists. We got vandals in there. We mixed it up.
That's a real good one. I mean, I hope I could stay. I'm pretty sure I'm on a night schedule. I do want to show up and spend a little time before I leave for work. This is an event that I would have loved to stay till 12, you know, 1 o'clock afterwards.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to push it.
That's great. I'm really happy for everything that you're doing. I see everything's falling together for you.
It is,
and that's not even on a personal visual. That's on the Instagram. I've seen your page grow. I've seen your work improved. Not that it was bad in the beginning.
No, I understand.
But I've seen the improvement in the fluctuation.
When I first started posting pictures on Instagram, I was learning how to use markers. That's why people say, oh, I see the improvement. Yeah, because I'm learning. Okay. I'm still learning.
Okay. Well, you know what? I learn every day.
I just started learning spray paint. This is all new stuff to me. It's hard as hell.
It is hard, but you know, being a street bomber is one thing. You know, hitting a wall, you know, running and all that bullshit, you know, is one thing. But when you actually have to paint a wall that you have permission on, people expect a lot more than that throwy.
Right.
So you do have to come up with techniques. And it's great because most of the time when I do paint on a wall, you know, you'll get a guy saying, hey, try this. Hey, try that. Did you try these caps? You know, that's good paint. Did you ever use, you know, a level one cap or this cap or Legos and so on and so forth? And you're always learning a different technique. And, like, I got to give it to Just. He cleans up, you know, very well. And what I mean by the cleaning up is, you know, you get overspray and like the line's too fat. He cleans this stuff up amazingly. And, you know, it's just tricks of the trade, time that you put in. And regardless how old you are or how young you are, it's a continuous learning experience. And like I said, with your work in general. Now, explain the tattoos. You have a lot of interesting tattoos. I must say, and your hair color changes a lot.
Yes, it does.
Your nail polish. I mean, from the pictures you post.
It's self-expression.
Yeah, absolutely. But how did you get into the tattoos? I mean, I love women with tattoos. I'm not going to lie. You could have one tattoo or 100 tattoos. I wouldn't look at anybody different over that. And
that's,
I'm being honest.
It's a culture. You have one tattoo, so you have your whole body covered and you're accepted. It's definitely a culture.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I said I was going to be a tattoo artist. Tattoos weren't even legal. They weren't even legal in the 90s. And I knew that I wanted tattoos and I was going to make it happen. I got my first tattoo at 16.
And how did that happen? At 16. Isn't it, what was the legal age? 18?
I think it's still 18, yeah.
And now, no, I think it's 21 now, no?
Really?
It could be. I mean, I have tattoos myself. I don't have as many as you do.
I've been doing things behind my mother's back for a while.
Yours are actually interesting tattoos. Yeah, I've done, you know what I did one time? I got to say I was about 10, 12, well, maybe 12 years old. A friend of mine, Ricky, may he rest in peace, had an earring. And I used to look at him like, wow, you know, I want to be cool like this kid. And one day I wound up in his basement. And he goes, you want an earring? So I was like, yeah. Not thinking of consequences. He's like, yeah, all right, cool. He comes back. He has a needle, string.
An eraser?
No, eraser didn't take effect back then. And what else did he have? Ice.
Yes.
So I'm like, what the hell is this guy going to do to me? So lo and behold, he numbs my ear. And now I'm sort of shitting in my pants because I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to put a fucking hole in me. So what he winds up doing is he marks the hole. And I'm like, I didn't want to say no because I didn't want to look like a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And he poked the needle through my ear, hit the back of my neck. Fucking hurt. And as he did that, he pulled the string and he tied it. So now I'm saying to myself, oh my God, my mother's going to fucking kill me. So being that it was a string, it was easy to hide. After a week or so, I pop an earring in there and I used to take it off before I used to go home. So I walked in one day and I was standing by the stove and I forgot to take it out. And my sister caught me out there and she was like looking at me and I didn't know what she was looking at. I was like, the fuck is wrong with her? My mother walks into the kitchen and she's like, hey. Now, my mother doesn't speak a word of English. So I got to say it in English because I don't think the listeners understand an old lady's Italian. But she turned around and looked at me. She goes, wow, that looks pretty good. Now, I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? She goes, oh, you know, your earring. So I was like, oh, my God. So she goes, well, you know, maybe your father's going to rip it out of your ear.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, oh, shit. Now, my father comes in, and now I, you know, I'm put on the table, you know, but literally I'm at the table, and my mother puts it out there. And my father just looked at me, and he was like, oh, what's that? I was like, it's an earring. He goes, are you a faggot? In Italian. And I was like, no. He goes, but you only got one. Aren't you supposed to have two? And that back then,
no.
I was like, no, absolutely not. And he just laughed at me. He goes, ah, you're crazy. And that was it. And you know, certain stories stick to you. But the tattoo thing, I think I was more scared telling my family that I got a tattoo. But I was like 21 when I got my first tattoo.
I got in more trouble for getting piercings than tattoos.
Ah.
And I couldn't understand that.
Well, that, I don't know. You know, me being from a strict family, I was amazed I didn't get my ass kicked.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, so, I mean, I had it rough. I don't care what people say. I had it rough. My parents were immigrants from Italy. And they were strict.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. End of the story. 5 o'clock, if you weren't home for dinner, you caught a beating.
Oh, my gosh. No, I wasn't that.
Bad, no. It was bad. It was bad. My poor sister used to clean the stairs with the toothbrush and soap.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we didn't have a vacuum cleaner. So every Sunday, that was her chore. She had to go from upstairs down to the hallway with a bucket of soap and water, with a toothbrush and the other brush, whatever the hell that brush is, the one you use for your sneakers, I guess. So, you know, my sister had it bad. You know, my daughter, she doesn't know. I yell at her all the time. She's horrible. She, I wash the dishes. She'll have half of the dishes done, and then the rest of them are still in the sink. I wake up in the morning. I go crazy. I tell my wife what happened. She's like, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But kids, I mean, as you know.
It's so different now.
It's definitely different from what we grew up to. Now, is your daughter getting into the art scene as well?
She is. She's been drawing a lot. She does the slaps. Mm-hmm. She has her black books, and she comes to shows. She comes to shows with her books.
Good.
She follows
a lot of
people.
Actually, I've seen her twice, so mm-hmm. I know she does go.
Yeah, she definitely does. She's gotten into it, and I think it's cute. I was trying to get my son into it. He's not as enthused.
No, huh?
No, he's still into the video games.
Well, my kids, they get into it when I'm at the table, but then they just waste a lot of my paper. Canvases disappear. It's like, all right, I know I had 2 packs of canvases. Where the fuck are they? And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, you see him, you know, coming at it from under the bed.
Right.
You know, markers. The markers are the worst. I got a large collection of markers, and here you are. You pick that one marker that you're ready to work with, and it's dry.
Yes.
Why? Because this one left the cap off. Then I have my daughter, Juju. She has to sit next to me and she has to paint. So there goes another canvas because she has to draw.
Right.
One time she actually painted the wall.
Nice.
We have a wall that divides the dining room and the kitchen. It's like a half wall.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was online putting in an order for t-shirts at the time. And my wife wasn't paying attention. And when my wife went out to see where she was, which was right there, she looked at the wall and she like just looked, and my daughter was like, I clean it, mommy.
Oh.
And she did. She did clean it. It was pretty cool. I mean, did you ever get in trouble for writing on the walls in the house?
I'm sure that I did. I used to I take all the cushions off the sofa,
mm-hmm.
and like build a fort.
Oh, my kids still do that. I could still do that.
I think I was Chia's age still doing it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I used to build a fort and then get like a sheet and put it over like a tent.
Oh, did you ever get a refrigerator box and make a clubhouse outside when it was garbage day? Because I used to do that.
I used to do all of that.
That shit was the best. We used to have a place down on 99th Street by IS-61. It used to be called the Dumps, and it was literally a dump. We used to go in there, and there was such a steep hill. We used to ride our bikes, jump the hoods that were stripped from cars. We used to use them as ramps. So we used to go in there, and whatever wood we found, we would start nailing here, there. We wound up with a clubhouse that was the best thing ever, being a kid, you know?
Absolutely.
And they wound up knocking it down.
Really?
But, like, the tents, when the kids do that in the house with the sheets and all of that shit, that it's pretty cool.
I would live in those things for, like, the weekend. Friday, I got out of school. I built my little fort, my sketchbook, my boombox.
And that's it. Good to go. Good to go. Shit, boombox, damn.
You didn't see me till Monday.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing. So you were basically into your art, and you just stuck with it. And, of course, work and, you know, your daughter and family in general. is just, you know, it's time consuming.
It's time consuming, but they're the push.
Yeah, they are the push. Do you find it sometimes a little bit unbearable?
I think
Balancing, you know, I mean, not in a bad way, you know, something like me, you know, it's like a scale. Is it hard?
I'm very fortunate that I had them young, so the struggle is also what the blessing.
Right.
You know, I had my daughter at 16, so I had to go to school with a baby. I had to go to work with a baby. I had my own apartment, everything with my baby. And now that I'm older and learning, she's older, she's learning, she's a great help.
That's good.
I don't think that the kids really acknowledge how much they do, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. See, I complain about my kids.
I do too. I think I yell at her too, like, oh, your grades or you're this, you're that. But they do, they push, they help you. And there's times where I've told her, like, you're the reason I get up. You're the reason I do these things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she used to bring her brother to school. And things like that. Like, she's a huge help.
That's great.
A huge help.
That's great. I find a single mom is a lot stronger than your average person in general because of what you do have to put up with. You know, fathers come and go. You know, it's sad to say, but it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But you will always have a mother. Right. You know, and I tell my kids all the time, you know, not knocking single, you know, mothers or single dads raising their kids. I tell them all the time, you know, you're kind of lucky that, you know, your mother and your father have been together so long and we're both here for you.
Right.
You know, you need to appreciate life more and really accept everything around you because there's a lot of misfortunate kids.
Yes.
That, you know,
there's that kids aren't that don't
like
have either.
You. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, being a single parent, they give up. Or the kid goes
to the grandma, or
foster care, or whatever the case may be, because life isn't easy. I don't give a fuck who you are. Life, whether you're single, married, dating, divorced, whatever the case is, life is not easy raising kids.
No.
So to everybody out there doing the right thing, hats off to all.
Right.
And that's as easy as you could put it. But, you know, That's the beautiful thing about life. We could sit here, talk about art, talk about kids, talk about music, talk about whatever comes up, and it's just a good thing that we have that freedom to do so. So, you know, appreciate where you're living. You know, America is a beautiful place. I mean, a lot of fucked up shit going on, but it is what it is.
It is what we make it.
So how do you want to wrap up the show? Give us a little more about the show. And people, do remember, June. Go ahead.
June 24, We Missed the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
1080 Wyckoff from 7 to 12.
And the artists are?
Let me get my list.
Get the list.
We got the long list.
Yeah, get the long list going. We got the Vandal Hour and the Alski Show, proud sponsors. We have the very talented Crystal Rose that put it together with her fine works. Chris, Robots Will Kill.
We have
In the Cut New York.
Turtle Caps.
Oh, Turtle Caps too? Shit, man, I got to meet that kid. I never met him.
No,
never met him. Big fan. Love the cap shit. I'm telling you, it's definitely unique.
Doesn't it have to be in the 90s show, though?
The
Super Mario Turtle?
Yeah. Well, listen... 90s, whatever, however you name this, regardless, it's going to be a great show. Sometimes the name is a good catch, but the show in general, being the 90s and the people that you have involved, yeah, get that list up.
Oh, I got my list. My list is...
Roll them off.
AC2.
There you go.
Chris, Robots Will Kill, Chrome, Kunta, Lights, Danielle De Jesus, Easy, Epso, Frank, Toothless, Neek, Lights, In the Cut, Sean, Die Slow, SRUR, ST, Is, J Star. I said King Amsterdam?
You did now.
I did now.
There you go.
And my tattoo artist, Javi. We did not plug him in the first time.
You better watch out next time he puts that needle to you. That's great. I am so looking forward to this. And people, do subscribe to the Alski Show. Make sure you listen to this show give you an update on Crystal Rose. Proud to know her. It's always a pleasure, and I just love what you're doing, and I think you should never stop.
That's plain the goal. Simple. The goal is to never stop.
Never stop. Keep reaching. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't put it any better than that. Do you want to do some shout-outs other than the show as we wrap it up?
I'm bad with shout-outs because I'll forget somebody.
Oh, shout-out whoever.
I will forget somebody.
Shout them all out. Don't worry about it.
That'll be my next bad tattoo in the next show.
Yeah. No, bad tattoo. I don't know. Bad tattoos are kind of fucked up. Not for nothing. I don't think anybody wants a bad tattoo. Tattoos. Make sure your needles are clean. They're not used. And all that good shit. Shout them all out.
No, I'm not shouting anybody out.
Oh, shout them out. All right, listen, I'm going to shout out Crystal Rose. I want to thank everyone that's listening in. Continue to listen in. Make sure you check out Crystal Rose on Instagram. Support those who support you, because without that, we don't have anything. And like I said, another episode of the Alski Show. And actually, this was a great ending to the day, even though I got to run back to fucking T-Mobile. Just keep tuning in. How about your daughter? Shout your daughter out.
Shout out to my daughter, Brianna. Shout out to Bri.
That's it.
And Tyler.
Well, I'm going to shout out everybody that's involved in the show. Once again, we missed the 90s. Pull out your 90s gear. It's all about having a good time. At Project Space Gallery, 1080 Wyckoff Avenue, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Sponsored by The Alski Show and The Vandalite. And we out like a trout, bitches. The little thing.